We're walking through the security and this and that, and people are just staring. I can feel them staring, even though I can't see them.
Yeah, the whole scheme of things, and if you look at that sort of time frame from a point of view of when you're born to when you die, that's only a very, very, very small part, you know, or time of your life.
Thanks for tuning in. This has been Hermit Radio. Okay, thanks for listening to Hermit Radio. We're back, and this is episode 3 of my self-mastery course. I hope everybody's doing all right. Happy Monday, starting off the week. Hopefully these practices are helping you get through your week a little bit easier. So let's go ahead and talk about the review from last week. So the biggest thing from last week was I wanted you to go have a conversation with somebody that's on the complete opposite end of the spectrum of you, and let it by nature become maybe a little bit more heated, or even an argument. Because what we wanted to do is we want to see how the other person reacts and see how their ego personality is projecting things, ideas, beliefs, thought patterns. We see that they come out of us when we believe in something full-heartedly, and that's what we're talking about when we say, like, having attachment to things. Our attachments to ideas is very powerful, because we get stuck sometimes in believing that, you know, something, even though it's scientifically fact-proven or somebody says it on the news, we give up our ability to determine what's real and what is factual when we let other people do it for us. Now, granted, there are experts, there are people that go out and report in this stuff, but I think during this time, during this year, we've learned that sometimes that those people that we put our trust in, those people that we rely on to make decisions and report on things, they're not always the best. And some might even say that they're deliberately not doing it a good job, that they're falsely reporting things, or there's false science being put out there. This is a very dangerous time right now for people's minds. The reason I say that is because something that I had to learn for myself when thinking about, I love a good conspiracy, but what we feed our minds is how it's going to treat us back. If you fill your head full of garbage, your body's going to respond with garbage. So I think it's important to, you know, obviously do what you love. And, you know, if you like conspiracies, dig into them. That's great. But just, you know, seriously, have an open mind and don't fall so far down the rabbit hole that you have a hard time coming back out. You got to come up for air sometime and remember that this is the most important thing to remember. Every single one of us is just trying to get through life. We're just trying to get by, to do the things that we think we need to do to make it in this life. That includes people that are in the media. That includes scientists. That includes the president. These people are just confused. They're just souls wandering, trying to make decisions based off of their ego personality. You know, whether it's evil or malicious or really good-hearted and just misunderstood, that's a possibility too. But the problem is getting caught up in the belief that we're separate. We're separate from each other, that we don't have a purpose here together. Any other thought that doesn't have that is a distraction. It is a distraction from your personality. It's a distraction from your true self. And my personal belief is that part of our time here, part of our purpose, is to come back to the remembrance of who we truly are and remember the fact that we are all one and one part of one human race, and that we should be doing things together for one human race. And I know right now in this time it seems like that could never happen, and it seems like we're never gonna make it and it's really hard right now. Yes, all of those things are true. Time is hard right now. It does seem impossible. But wouldn't that be part of the perfect plan if we could somehow pull it together and truly come back and unify the world, have a government that works for us and not against us, and we support them in what they do, and we truly can do things and come together? Like, imagine if we could spend less time in fighting wars and doing silly stuff, and we could spend all of that energy towards, I don't know, maybe solving hunger in Africa, or building homes, or helping the architecture and agriculture in other places around the world. America does not have to be the only prosperous country. Europe, America, China, Russia, they all have a responsibility as superpowers to bring people together and for them to be working together. And if they're not, then it's up to us to say something to them that this is not what we want. If they're not doing things to work together, if they're not doing things to bring us together, then we don't want them anymore. We want change. We want something to change. That's a whole nother conversation for another day. But my point is, if we're not moving forward, we're not moving at all. Doesn't matter. You know, you could say we're going backwards, but it really truly doesn't matter if we're not going forwards. That's the only thing that matters. And for us to evolve and for us to grow as a species, we need to really learn how to work together and stop with the silliness that we've got going on. We need to come together during this pandemic time, and we really need to embrace each other. But I will say on a positive note that I have seen an immense change in people over this time. Some good, some bad. But what I'm noticing is that people are starting to respect each other more because of the social distancing, because of the having to wear a mask. It gives people comfort to see their fellow human being doing what is asked of them and, you know, doing it with them through this hardship. And I don't like getting into politics. I don't like getting into conversations about conspiracies about the coronavirus stuff. I really don't. This is the one thing I will say. If you are scared of any of the things that are happening right now, whether it's wearing a mask, whether it's a vaccine, whether it's the world falling apart, if you're afraid of any of those things, the one thing that you should try and remember is that we wouldn't have all of this if there wasn't a plan. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't part of some grand design, or it's complete random chaos. Those are the two things that I've always presented since I've started this podcast. Those are the two things that I've continually said since the beginning of this podcast, is that either it's by a grand design, grand divine plan, or it's random complete cosmic chaos. And either way, you should have faith that if it is completely out of chaos and random, then you should stop being afraid because you have zero control anyways. But if it's a divine plan, and if it does really come from one place and it is created for us, then the thing that we should remember is to have faith. Because why would we be created? Why would we exist? Why would we be upright, walking, bipedal, big brain thinking human beings and just be destroyed by our own stupidity? Why would we allow ourselves to do that? Which is the first problem. Like, we shouldn't be allowing ourselves to do this to ourselves, but we are. But why would a God or a true creator, the universal consciousness, why would that create something like us just to watch it get destroyed? And, you know, if you're thinking that, well, why not? Then sure. Okay. Again, then complete random cosmic chaos doesn't matter. Take it out of the equation. No matter which way you slice it, the one thing I'm trying to portray to you is to let go of the outcome, because you don't know and you don't have control over it. As much as you like to think that you do, you don't. You just have to let go of the control. Which, in turn, brings me to our lesson today, and that is purpose. Finding your purpose, right? I cannot do it for any one person. I don't want this to sound confusing or to sound misleading. But what I am offering you is ideas of what that means. Because it's a very confusing, it's a very big subject. But we're going to break it down to the most simple, basic steps of what that means for you. Because when I say the phrase finding our purpose, it sounds like this very mystical thing that you can't really define, right? And it really, that is where the problem is because we don't have our own definition of what purpose is. So here's where we fix that. We create our purpose, right? If you have no thought process or if you don't know what your purpose is, then why not create one for yourself? Because again, falls back on two questions: divine plan, cosmic chaos. Either way, if you haven't figured it out yet, then maybe there's nothing for you to figure out. You're already doing what you're supposed to be doing. Now, that's a big thought. So, if you don't enjoy what you're doing right now, or if life is not going the way that you want it to go, here are two things that you can think about. One, are you just seeing your life and what is happening to you right now? Are you just seeing that in a different perspective that doesn't offer you the mindset or the thinking capacity to enjoy what you have instead of always wanting more? Because this is something that we have. This is something that humans do, especially in the United States. We want to have more. We want to have a better paying job. We want a faster car. We want the new iPhone. You know, and you can add to the list. At what point is it ever enough? What point do you appreciate what you've already accumulated and love it for what it is, including your life? So, things to consider, right? Nobody wants to work, really. Some people do enjoy it. But for the most part, if we didn't have to work, we wouldn't want to work. So, is it the job's fault? Is it your perception of the job's fault? Seriously consider that, because does your job offer you what you need? Do you get paid an adequate amount? Do you live? I'm not talking about do you prosperly live, but do you live? Do you still get to do things you want to do sometimes? If that is true, is that enough? If it's not, there's nothing wrong with that. If you want more, go get more. But what I'm saying is that at some point, you will have to accept that it either is enough or it's not. Because if you don't, you will be stuck in the thought process that it isn't enough and that you want more, and you'll never be satisfied. Unsatisfaction is part of the problem, right? It's attachment, it's the suffering, it's the things that we've been talking about since day one on the podcast, is attachment to thoughts, feelings, emotions, and whether or not we love ourselves enough so that it is enough in its entirety. Because this statement is true, and I will say it, everything is perfect already. Everything around you, everything that's happened to you, everything that's happened to me, and the world, the trees, the birds, the animals around us, it's already perfect. The only thing that is left is for you to step into it and to believe that it is perfect. And if it's not, and you're not there yet, that's okay. Let that be your purpose. What better a purpose than truly enjoying your life? Making that your priority. And I know that's a big thing. Like when I say let's enjoy our lives, what does that mean? Does that mean we go on more vacations? Does that mean that we eat more ice cream? Sure, if that's what makes you happy, you should do those things. You should do those things. If it's fishing or something like that, then go fishing. But what I really mean by enjoying our lives, I'm talking about everything. I'm not talking about just the things that we like. I'm not talking about just the activities that bring us a little bump of positivity. I'm talking about truly enjoying everything in its entirety. when you get a flat tire, you enjoy it because this is a reminder for you to stay patient. When an unexpected bill arises, you think about the fact that you either have enough money to cover it, and you know, bless that, that's great, I'm thankful that I had the money to cover this unexpected bill. Or if you don't have the money and an unexpected bill shows up, let this be a lesson for you to have more money saved up, if that's what you need to hear. I'm not telling you how to live your life, and I'm not telling you how you should do things. What I am asking is that you find joy in everything that you do. Find happiness and bliss in every moment. That is the way. When we're talking about the path and we're talking about what things make us happy, I can certainly tell you that you're not going to find happiness in an iPhone or in a car or in money. We already know that, but it doesn't change the fact that the reality that we live in, we have to work. We have to make money in this way, in this fashion, to sustain our lives and our families' lives. And I don't expect that'll change anytime soon. So, either find a new way to make money that brings you happiness, or learn to love what it is you're already doing. You know, it's ironic. I don't want to disclose where I work, but when I first got out of the military, I was looking for a job, and the very first thing that came to me was a friend of mine that I was at a gym that worked there, and he told me, you know, he's like, hey, we, you know, this place likes to hire veterans every now and then, let me put in a good word with you and for my boss, and we'll see what happens. Long story short, I got the job, and it's a nonprofit, and just, it's a faith-based mission. And at first, when I first got the job, I wasn't thinking about that. I could have cared less about the fact that it was a nonprofit or that it had anything, you know, faith-wise associated with it. I just cared that I got a job. Now, being where I'm at and doing the things that I do, I see the absolute beauty. Like, of course that happened to me. Of course the first job I got when I got out of the military is something associated with faith. Like, look at that example from my life and see how funny that is and how wonderful it is it brought me to where I am. You know, working at that job has helped me learn how to talk to human beings again. It's taught me patience. It's probably one of the easiest, most simple jobs I've ever had, but it's also taught me the most. Every time a negative interaction happens, I accept it for what it is, and I embrace it, and I realize this is a lesson. Each time that somebody comes up, it's kind of like in martial arts when they do the slap test, and they want to slap you to see if they can get a rise out of you. And that's the goal, is they just keep slapping each other back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, till one of the people reacts. And that is the whole point. Be able to take slaps in the face, maintain your presence, maintain your awareness, and not let it get a rise out of you. That is truly beautiful, an expression of life and how you can balance your spiritual lifestyle with the modern day. Be able, it's, you know, the other example was talking about like the bowl of water on your head and being able to walk and talk and still do things with the bowl balanced on your head. All of these things, there are, you know, do you notice how they all kind of connect and how they all kind of try and say the same thing? That's just the way it is. It's funny how it works that way, but it truly does. So keep that in mind. Every time something happens to you in life that you're not expected for, imagine it is like the slap test and just pop, pat, somebody slaps you right in the face. And it's your job to either react or not to react. Now, is that your purpose? Can you find purpose in living life every day like that? Maybe. Maybe not. If there's something else, right? Maybe it's not about spirituality for you. Maybe it's not about Zen. Really, you're just trying to find a way to get through this life with a little bit less depression, a little bit less anxiety. Imagine that your life is like a movie and you're the movie star. You're the movie star, you're the director, you're the makeup artist, you're the video photographer, you're all of it. You're all of it. What is it you want to do? Play the part. If you're an actor, play the part. Sometimes confidence is all you need. You just need to be a little confident in yourself to get the thing that it is you're trying to get. If you're out there grinding and working hard right now and you're trying to get to a job that really fulfills you and makes you money, okay, picture this. What does that version of you look like already? How would that person walk? How would that person talk? What would you spend your money on? Think about those things every day until they become real. You will not escape this life by doing nothing. You're not gonna win the Matrix by just sitting around and doing nothing and meditating all day. If that's for you, then that's for you. I love to meditate, but I wouldn't be able to do the things that I do, and I certainly wouldn't be able to talk to you guys and get my message out there if I just sat and meditated all day. Now, if you have faith, you could be that extreme and maybe just sit in a park and meditate until some people come up and talk to you. And it works just like that. That's why there is no right or wrong way. There is no right or wrong way. I am a person that was born in the United States. My thought process, feeling, emotion system is based off of Western ideals and situations that have been brought forth by my parents and their parents and their parents before them. So for me, one of the dying paradigms that I'm trying to learn to let go of is that I have to work really, really hard to get what I want. You can work really, really, really hard if you want, or you can be smarter about things, you can be more wise, and you can make moves strategically to get you to where you want. But either one of those is okay. It's just whether or not it works for you. Right now, those paradigms and those thought processes I had they don't serve me anymore. That is why I'm here, and this is how I'm letting go of these things, just like the rest of you. You're seeing me do it in real time, or well, rather listening to me do it in real time. I am only 29 years old, and for 8 years of that life, I was in the military, and then probably another 2 years after that, I was still dealing with my PTSD and still dealing with my emotional garbage. So for roughly about 10 years, I was like a caveman, unawake, unaware. I was really only driven by my like primordial needs and not really thinking outside of the box that much. So some of these thought patterns, beliefs, and ideas, they did serve me then, but they don't serve me now. Not the person I have become, not the philosopher I am now, not the free thinker that I've become. Those things do not serve me anymore. So I'm letting go of some of the thought processes and patterns that I've had from my past. And that's part of the cocoon, the metamorphosis, becoming into a butterfly. That is that part of my life. So what am I doing, right? What is it I am doing? What is Cameron's purpose? I'll tell you what purpose I have created for myself. Because more than likely, whatever I have created for myself, that is part of the divine plan. And I guess, hang on, let me pause here. Because I feel like when we're talking about faith, and it's like, you know, I don't want you to have so much faith that you feel like you don't have to do anything ever. But you can. You see how the situation is both twofold. You can pick either way. If I wanted to do the same thing and I stopped making podcasts and I just did grand gestures instead, like going to the park and just meditating until somebody comes up to me and starts talking to me, you know, I could do that. This way seems more practical to me, and this is what suits my lifestyle at the present moment. So having faith in your plan or having faith in your purpose, part of that is a little bit of your own doing. So trust that there is a plan, but you got to take a little bit of action to move forward, right? It's just like motion. You actually have to move forward with your feet for you to be moving. So imagine it like that, right? You have all the unlimited potential and capability in your life. You have the divine plan. You have the higher self. All that's left is for you to make a couple decisions, or maybe a lot of decisions. But that's part of it. That's the part of your humanly presence that is required for this mission or this purpose to be complete, right? You just keep making decisions and you keep doing stuff with the faith balanced on your head. And that is how things happen. And that's how I am living my life currently. I started this podcast because I've had these dramatic changes and these dramatic ways of thinking. And I thought to myself, like, this is so wonderful. I feel so free and so liberated. But there was one missing piece that escaped me at every turn. And I could not be comfortable, or almost, it's almost like I had an anxiety about having this information and not sharing it with people. Now, if you get esoteric and you go back and look at the ancient texts, you know, they specifically talk about everyone's path is their own, like you shouldn't really be, like if somebody, the only reason you should be giving somebody wisdom or knowledge from the past or ancient times is if they specifically come to you and ask you for it. It's a little bit different nowadays. If you're listening to my podcast, you are giving me permission to tell you these things. So it's not like I'm forcing this on anyone. Anybody that's listening, you're here by choice because you're seeking something, you want something. And so it is not wrong of me to help you in this manner. Now, where it would be wrong is if I started trying to tell you how to live your life in a pattern that was hurtful to you and for my own good. I can tell you right now, I don't really make money on this podcast. I don't make money in any of the things I'm doing. One day I would like to. One day I'm hopeful that I will have some books written and do some bigger things, and I've got some big things lined up in the works. But, you know, that's, you know, whatever. If that happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, I'm still okay with it. Because what I'm still doing is taking this information that I have learned and worked on for years and bringing it to you in a way that you can use it for yourself. That fills my heart with joy, and I don't need anything else outside of it. I trust the universe, the creator, whatever. I trust it to the point where if this is all it ever is, then that's enough for me. If this is all it is, and if I don't ever, you know, make a, you know, write 10 books or, you know, have publications or anything like that, if I never have any of that, that's fine. I will find something that truly fills my heart from moment to moment, because you can't plan to fill your heart moment to moment. You have to just live in the moment with your heart each moment that passes by. Live each moment with your heart intact, in full, your cup overflowing in each moment that passes by. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing right now. Wherever that takes me, that's wherever it takes me, and I'm happy with that. I'm content with the life I have, I'm content with my surroundings. The only thing that is left not content in my life is the fact that I have this wonderful thing, this wonderful gift, and that I want to give it to every single person on the planet. And I want every single person on the planet to have the awareness that I do. Because if they did, they would truly love each other and the world would become a better place. The world would work together to fix the things that we have broken. And I do believe that someday that that is the ultimate outcome. That is where it'll go. So, that'll conclude the lecture aspect of this episode. We'll go to part two where we'll discuss the homework. I appreciate you guys listening. Let's take a quick break and we'll get to part two. Okay, this is part two of episode three. We're talking about finding our purpose. This is the homework section. Okay. This week, I want you to really consider for yourself what your purpose is. Whether it's a job, whether it's a hobby, whether it's just something you do in your free time, whether it's your own, just your path, your own way of doing stuff, which of those things is it? Now, you've got two options. You've got two things to think about here. What what do you think your path is? Or what do you want your path to be? So if you've got a book, or if you're just taking mental notes, think about these two things. I want you to either write them down or think about them. What do you think your purpose is? What do you want your purpose to be? And I want you to make little notes under each of these. What do you think your purpose is? Find that in meditation. Really sit down with yourself, give yourself some time to think, come up with things that you love, things that generate joy and happiness in your life, and find a way to incorporate more and more and more of those into your life. So make a list of all the things that you love, and it can be as long as you want. The only thing I ask is that you find a way to incorporate more of that list into your everyday life, okay? And then through that, you will find your purpose. And it's up to you to do the work. It's up to you to come up with the answers. I cannot do it myself, and no one can do it for you. This is literally just like the blueprint to discover, okay? And then if you're the kind of person that, what do you want your purpose to be? If that's more you, these are notes for you. If you are going to choose a purpose for yourself, think about who you are. What makes you? What are your virtues? What are your values? What brings you happiness? Find a way to incorporate all of those things into your life. Maybe it's you want to be a doctor. Maybe you want to be a lawyer. Maybe you want to work at a zoo. Whatever that is. Maybe it's finding love. Maybe you want to have a family. If that is the case, then make notes about your life, what makes the most sense to you, and come up with a realistic plan. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to follow it to the T. It doesn't mean that this is like, if you don't follow this, you're failing your life's perfect purpose. The beautiful thing is that we create our life's purpose. So by faulty, we cannot fail because we are doing it for ourselves. So always remember that. There is no failing. There is only what you choose to do and what you don't choose to do. And anything you don't choose to do, it's not a mistake. It's okay. Let go of the guilt and the worry that you're going to make a wrong decision, because there is no wrong decision. Okay, so we're taking notes. What do we think our purpose is? What do we want our purpose to be? And you can even live both of these. Maybe what you think and what you want are one and the same. I can tell you that once you start looking and start putting in the work towards it, you will find out that it is one and the same. So we'll talk about this more next week in the review. But what I would also like you to do is, so that's the first part of the homework, is talking about what do we think versus what do we want, and then filling out the information for that. The second part of this is I want you to work on every day this week, Monday to Monday, I want you to try something. I want you to see the world around you as already perfect. Already perfect and already what you need. Figure out how you need to do that, what perceptions you need to change in your mind to make that real. But I want you to seriously consider that everything around you is already perfect. The people in your life, the job, the car, the money, it's already perfect. And come up with the reasons. Again, write your notes. Come up with reasons why it's already perfect. Why your life is beautiful. Okay, and then the caveat, the next part to that is go back through your life. Go back to as early as you can remember and think about all of the choices you've made. Think about all of the things that have happened to you, good and bad, and see if they lead you to where you are today. See if it's been a consistent pattern of things that have brought you to where you are today. I know that when I have done this for myself, it's amazing how the things in my past have literally led me to here. The craziest of things that I didn't think mattered, but ended up shifting my paradigms and shifting my mindset to become who I am today. It is true. So there's three parts for your homework today. Part one, thinking about what your spiritual, what is your purpose? What do you think it is? What do you think your purpose is? And then the other part is what do you want your purpose to be? Part two of the homework is going to be thinking about how to incorporate more and more of those things in your life, making a list of all the things that are joyful and happy and that bring you positivity. Make a list of those things and then try to incorporate them into your life. And then part three of the homework is for the next week, every day, try to imagine, or not even imagine, just come to the realization that your life is already perfect. Everything in your life is already perfect. That you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. The people around you are perfect. The money you have is perfect. The car you have is perfect. It's all already perfect. And then the next part of that is going to be, how do I want to phrase this? It's all, because what it comes down to is it's all about realization. And we're talking about the realization of things that make us happy, the realization of what our life has brought us to, all of these things. So the last part of this is go back. If you've got a notebook, write down, go back. This is part three. So after you've done all this other stuff, go back and try to meditate or just sit with silence with the music on or something. Go back to the earliest memory you have all the way to today and think about how and if your life has kind of played out like a movie or a play, and see where it's led you. Look at all of the good memories, all of the bad memories, all of the traumatic things that have happened to you. See if they've led you on a roadmap all the way to where you are today. This is important. So those are the things that we'll cover in next week's review. So be sure to check in. If you have questions about any of this, or if you want to ask me questions, feel free to reach out to us at hermitradio@gmail.com or on any of our social medias. But I hope you guys are enjoying this. It's not an easy coursework. It's a lot of mental exercising. But it does play an important part to finding happiness. As I've said, this is the way. It's not the only way, but this is a way. So, thank you guys for listening. I appreciate everybody who's been tuning in. I would love to get feedback from you guys. If you've been following since episode one on this series, I'd love to hear from you. And I'd love to hear if any of this is making a difference in your life. So if you can, shoot me a message or an email and let me know how it's going for you. But until next Monday, I'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening.